Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V audio experience. Once again, I'm Jacob from Team Gary, and today we have Throwback Thursday, another Throwback Ask Gary V episode for your ears. Today is episode 237. It's a solo episode of Gary taking in phone call questions. He talks about work-life balance, balancing your corporate job and your side hustle, building a business around what you love, eating dirt temporarily so you can eat caviar for the rest of your life, tips for freelance workers, and a lot more. We hope you enjoy this one. If you did, tweet Gary at Gary V. Make sure you join the Discord, and most importantly, enjoy the episode.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Hey everybody, this is Gary Vaynerchuk, and this is episode 237 of the Ask Gary V show. Big day. As a matter of fact, Tyler, I know we don't really edit this show, but put it up right now. I'll talk over it for a couple seconds. Just the Wall Street Journal article. Very big acquisition by now, the holding company VaynerX that owns VaynerMedia over here, and now PureWow, or the gallery over there. PureWow being one of the three or four most important women modern media companies. And whereas VaynerMedia is an agency and buys media and does creative, PureWow is a publisher. It is literally like a modern day People magazine. So I'm very excited about that. We are going to do some serious damage, and I hope you reach out to PureWow, sign up for the newsletter. If that kind of content interests you, pass it on to your significant others that may have interest in that content. And I'm excited about it. It's the biggest acquisition of my career. Oh, we get right into the show? All right, fine.
Hello,
this is Gary Vaynerchuk, and you were on the show.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm well. Who is this?
This is Candace.
Candace, how's it going?
It's going excellent, sir. How is it going for you?
Super well. Where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Very nice. I love Atlanta. Are you a big 21 Savage fan?
I don't know what that is. We just moved here the last year, so tell me what that is. I will go check it out.
21 Savage is a rapper from Atlanta. I think you'll like him. Check out his music.
Oh, cool. I will look that up.
Okay, cool. What's your question?
So I'm in between. I have a bunch of opportunities, and I don't know which one, and I know your philosophy of work, and I'm trying to figure out how to fit it all in. But I'm a cabinet designer, and I have the opportunity to basically go work for a very high-end firm and try to continue to do my own stuff and become a rep. Like, all of these opportunities are coming all at once, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to balance them all without basically
burning out,
suffocating myself. Yes, exactly, burning out.
So let's work backwards, and this is what everybody needs to do. It's so easy to make decisions when you have clarity on what you want to happen. And what you want to happen is always short term and long term. So talk to me about what would you like to happen in the macro from a financial work-life balance and the kind of things that you want. I mean, it's just choices, right? Like, life is very simple. Like, because I chose that I want to own the New York Jets, my work-life balance is not as good as it would be if I was okay with where I am now, right? I don't know if you saw the news of the PureWow deal. I wouldn't be buying this big media company because I'm rich enough already if I wanted to just be rich, right? No, I want to buy a football team, thus I have to be on the offense at 41 years old like I have nothing and I'm 20. Got it? So the biggest thing...
No, I totally understand.
So help me understand the financial situation of all of this. Like, do you want to make lots of money? Like, your financial situation, do you have to make the money? Like, where are you in your life with family? Like, how much vacation time do you want to do? And where do you want to end up? Like, work backwards. Give me some data.
So right now, we're basically an empty nester. Both of our children are in college.
That's huge.
And
gives you a lot of flexibility.
Yes, very huge.
Yep.
Yes. So, and ideally, like, my big picture scheme is I would like to get into house flipping and doing Airbnbs and stuff like that. Because again, being a cabinet designer, I look at all these people who flip houses around here and go, I know I could do that so much better.
I love that. And I think I think it's going to be a great market until the real estate market. You just got to not get caught of when you've got momentum going in 2 or 3 years of having too much inventory that you're sitting on and then the market gets soft. So as long as there's not a collapse of the housing or Wall Street market, you're going to cruise. And as long as you're conservative and don't get too big for your bridges as you're doing and buying and flipping, don't overextend yourself. Even in a crash, as long as you're playing with house money, you'll be fine.
Right, and that's part of my problem in looking at the big picture is right now we're a little bit in debt. It would, if I, again, bust my tail for the next year, I could get us completely out of debt in
so a year, let's start right there. Immediately do that. If I can tell by your energy and your vibe, work your face off for the next year and get yourself out of debt. Take all the jobs, do all the things, punt everything leisure right now. Do that. That's just a good idea.
Right.
I mean it.
And then
I mean it.
Oh, I believe it.
And by the way, one year is nothing. D-Rock and I were just sitting in a hotel in Vegas saying like, hey, this Daily V thing is gonna be big. It was 5 seconds ago. That was 1 year ago. Like 1 year goes real fast. Debt compounds. There's no reason to have it if you're that close and your energy feels so good that you want to do the work anyway. It's like, eat that crow for 1 year, period, no doubt, 100%. And like, be smart, like speed up the process to 9 months by not buying, you know, $8 lettuce instead of $6 lettuce and like flip some shit in your garage, like all that stuff. Like just make that your core number one thing. Definitely do that. That's number one.
Yeah, no, I was waiting for you to drop the eBay thing because I was telling my husband, I'm like, because he's really good. He likes old school cars and stuff like that, and he knows that stuff and music like the back of his hand. And I'm like, okay, you need to like figure that out,
like
because he
yes.
can find little
yes.
things in yes. thrift stores and stuff like
yes.
that.
Okay,
so
do that.
But yeah, so that's my big picture thing is trying to figure out how to get there, and also because. Once we get out of debt, I'm trying to figure out how to balance that. Like, do I go take out loans?
No. Let me tell you what I would do. The housing market's been good for long enough. Here's my advice as if you were my sister. Crush your debt. Go crazy. Your husband, if he's deeply knowledgeable about automobiles, will be blown away. And you live in Atlanta, which means year-wide garage sales and things of that nature because of warm weather. He's by accident going to make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. That's based on if he works like I do, which is all in, right? If he works less, then he'll make $5,000 instead of $30,000. Clear your debt, year one. Year two, 2018, work your face off and save money. Right? Save. And then whatever you save, let's say you've got $48,000, great. That means that's your down payment. And then get a mortgage on the rest for your first flip. Got it?
Right.
24 months of eating shit to be able to eat caviar for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because that's my big picture is I want to be able to, when, quote unquote, retire, and I say that very loosely because I don't want to work for a paycheck anymore. I just want to work because
The best way to do that is to go extreme. Everybody's trying to drag that out over 8 years and take a vacation here, make $5,000 on eBay instead of $20,000, work one of the jobs, not two of the jobs. The best way to do it is you never promise tomorrow. Even though I talk about patience, I'm aware that you're not promised tomorrow. When you can do something, do it. So crush the next 24 months, clean debt, get $10, $15, $20, $50, $80,000 in savings, whatever it ends up being. That is your deposit. Get the mortgage for whatever else you can and do the flip. And if that doesn't get you the house that you want for your first flip, then eat another pile of shit in 2019 and now you've got $90,000 for the deposit and then you put that down. Got it?
Oh yeah, I plan on working it up there, so.
It's clouds and dirt. It's going all in for the next 24 months and not being glamorous so that you can be glamorous for the rest of the way. The problem is everybody hedges and then they're half pregnant the whole 50 years.
No, and that's what I don't want to be in. And I'm like you, I'm about the same age and I'm like, okay, no, it's like full speed ahead now because I'm just like, I don't want to wake up in 20 years or 10 years and go, ugh, we're still here,
attack.
Really? You've
attack.
Gotta be kidding me.
All three jobs. Stop, don't watch a single thing, don't go anywhere, work for the next 24 months. You will win.
Gotcha.
All right, love you, see ya.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was really good. That was really No, seriously, this call-in show is gonna be legit. Like that. Guys, I'm telling you, I see some of your comments, I'm reading you guys all the time. I understand some of the clunkiness. Chris has got his call game down better. There, you know, I understand, but I'm telling you, and we probably need to do the audio. It'd be probably really smart, so I don't have to hold the damn, like, though I do think that's a little funny, and I think that just might be a whole thing. Yeah, I'm ready. This call-in show is gonna be a beast, Dan.
Jesse.
Are they happy? Are they happy?
Yeah,
in the, yeah?
Happy.
Yeah?
Loving it. Jesse.
Hello? Jesse, this is Gary Vee, and you're on the Ask Gary Vee Show.
Holy shit.
What up, Jess?
No. Oh my God, what is going on, man?
Where are you from?
I'm from Southern California. I'm out here in Mojave.
Love it. What can I help you
Mojave
with?
Mojave Desert.
Love it. What can I help
All
you
right, with? All right, so here's the thing. So I've been trying everything out. I've been doing, I did sales, I did marketing, I did some startup business, some small stuff. You know, I've been sitting in the same job for the last 6 years, growing, seeking out mentors, been doing my thing. I've been trying out the eBay thing, and I just got hit yesterday with my first couple of sales. So I'm super stoked on that and thankful for that. Man, first, shit, dude, I'm fucking stoked right now. No, you know what, man? Before I ask the question, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do, man. I throw your name out there anytime somebody stops 5 seconds to listen to me say it. Everything that you offer is freaking huge, man. My brothers, friends, coworkers, I'm like, Gary Vaynerchuk, they're like, Gary who? I'm like, look him up right now, follow everything he does.
Thank you,
So anyways,
man.
I'm doing all this stuff. I'm everywhere right now, and I'm trying to figure out what is the next step. I mean, I'm trying freaking anything, and I'm not in it. You know, I want to make money. I want to be successful. There's no doubt about that.
But you want to be happy.
I'm not chasing them. Exactly.
Like,
but I'm not
you don't want to buy
the
not
money.
Not everybody wants to buy the jets, right? And by the way, let me, actually, this call-in show is going to be great. If I didn't love what I do all 19 hours a day, then I wouldn't be talking shit about buying the jets. I got lucky that the thing that I love most is building big businesses.
Right.
Like, if I loved, you know, being an architect more than anything in life, and that's what I gravitated to, Legos and drawing when I was 6, 7, 9, 12, 13, instead of selling lemonade and selling flowers and selling baseball cards, then I would just be talking about becoming the greatest, you know, architect of all time. And that wouldn't have made me trillions, and that would have made me successful and rich, and I get it. But like, or very honestly, like, if I was wired, like, by the way, and this is why you like me so much, if I didn't have the DNA of a salesman and an entrepreneur, I would be a guidance counselor.
Right.
Like, I live for, do you know how much money I leave on the table by giving you this, by doing what I'm doing right now? I'm leaving
and
a lot
of,
and by the way, it's not because I'm such a great guy. It's because hearing you say that in the beginning of this call is a greater high for me than any deal I've ever closed in business. And that's not even close, by the way. Having another human being tell you that you're having a positive impact on their life, I promise you this, you're not coming to my funeral because I made $1.7 trillion in my career. You're coming to my funeral because I might have made you $1,700 more and tweaked you in a place where you had 49 more years of happiness.
Right.
Dude, honestly, this is very simple to answer your question, so I went on a little bit of rant. What do you like when you're not working? Build a business around that. Like,
right.
Like, what do you like? Yeah, like, I gotta tell you right now, this whole Vayner sports thing, I'm getting scared. I might shut it all down. I'm in love with it. Having these football players sit at VaynerMedia, John Toth yesterday, offensive lineman center for Kentucky, he's gonna be on the Packers in 6 months. It's the weirdest thing. Alvin Kamara is gonna rush for 137 yards on a Sunday, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's my dude. Like, it's crazy, and I love it. And watching AJ's happiness, he's not gonna make anywhere close to as much money as he did at VaynerMedia, but watching the happiness in his heart, like, what do you like? Surfing? What do you like? Like t-shirts? What do you like? Hip hop? Like, what do you like?
A thing that I like, to be honest, for a while it's like an extreme sport thing, but now what it is building people. Like, that's what I like. I like seeing other people.
So the
feel
one, the,
and
I think you know this. I'm very scared of the life coach business because I think people are ripping people off. So as long as you feel good about it, like, here's an idea. What about starting a club? Like, what about like, dude? There's so much shit you can do. Let me throw you rogue ass shit. Why don't you get a job at night at a restaurant where you tell the owner that you want to work as a bartender because you want to start a club in his restaurant or her restaurant every Wednesday night for aspiring entrepreneurs or for people that want to live better lives. So the exchange is, I, who am way overqualified for this job, I'm going to work here 3 nights a week, and I'm going to meet people that come here, and I'm going to start a club in your restaurant. And then what you're going to do is, once you test out what a club and a group together at a restaurant looks like, you may go then get investors or buy your own or save money or sell everything on eBay and get your own. Like, do shit is the answer. Do you understand?
Right. Totally. And on that, the craziest shit about that, what you just said, is that today at 11:30, I actually orchestrated 3 weeks ago starting a club at my business, the company that I work at, and the first day of the club, start today, we're going into leadership, and I'm going to help do my best help and learn from other people at the company who want to be bigger, who want to be better, who want to do more, not just the work.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Off of that, what just happened? When do you think the world's going to realize that I'm actually a genie from a different planet? Like, that stuff freaks me out when stuff like so cool. Anyway, listen. Listen, my man. Keep focusing on this. I like the vibe of your voice. That's one of the reasons I kind of, I'm very big on tone and energy. That's why the call-in show is gonna be better, because when I read it, I don't have the tone. I can tell the goodness coming out of your mouth. I can feel it. Let me tell you this. It sounds like you're fairly young. How old are you, 29?
26.
Good. Patience, brother. Keep doing good, keep bringing people value, and don't think about what's in it for you. What's in it for you will happen when you are purely pushing to bring people value. Shit just happens.
Hell yeah.
And you've got time, brother. You've got 5 years. Do me a favor. Don't try to charge $1,000 a head or $500 a month. Do this. Just keep bringing value. And I'm telling you, for 5 years, online, offline, random, just keep bringing value. It will work itself out. You got a lot of time to cash in on doing that good move.
That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, brother. Take care.
You too. Bye.
I feel like a muffled brother and called on my mother for a second. Anyway, I'm really enjoying this format.
You want to say hi?
Yeah. Let me say hi while he's doing that. Oh, whoops. Instagram. What's up? Guys watching the show right now on YouTube and Facebook, if you're not following me on Instagram, there's a lot going on down there. Mm-hmm. Over the last 30 days, it's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten super ridiculous. Max McCoy, good to see you. You ready? Good. Who's this?
Jason.
Great, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Jason, this is Gary Vaynerchuk, and you are on the show.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, Jason.
Oh, shit.
Where are you from?
I'm from Eastwood, New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey, baby. I love it. East Brunswick, you said?
East Windsor.
Windsor. Yep, I know it. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Oh my God, I'm just watching you. I'm like, I got a call. What the hell?
What can I answer for you?
Okay, man. So I'm a website designer. I've been freelancing for about 15 years now.
Love it.
On and off. Been good. I want to do niche-based website design for different, you know, avenues.
Yep.
And I'm trying to build my portfolio, but it's like, you know, the competition is so big. So I'm trying to figure out how do I monetize that, and I want to teach younger people as well to do it, and code and things like that, and provide jobs, because I'm good at what I do as far as like designing. But how do I?
So let's start first things first. Before you start teaching other people how to do it, we need you to be ridiculously successful so that you can afford to teach people to do it. Otherwise, you're going to charge them too much to teach them to do it, and then they'll break. Got it?
Yes.
So let's start with this. You want to build websites in a specific niche, or just in general, you know that everybody in the world needs a website and that the long tail of niche stuff, it's a lot easier to get Joe the plumber to build his website than Pepsi. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So how much do you want to charge to build somebody's website that's a small business or an entrepreneur or an influencer? What's a nice range?
Nice range is about $300-$400, but I like the subscription base, like, you know, $25 a month. So I'm like, you know, I like in Atlanta. I've lived in Atlanta for a while, and a lot of barbershops.
And so are you? So you want to do the whole? I'll charge you $500 to build your website, and then $25 a month maintenance, recurring. So you have recurring revenue in case they need you, and that's how you scale it, right? Okay. So are you building on top of WordPress and Squarespace and things of that nature and Shopify? That's why you're able to. Great, my man. I'm gonna give you a piece of advice that is 100%, and the only reason you won't be successful is because you're not hungry enough and you're too lazy. You ready?
Yes.
Good. I want you to go to Instagram. Are you watching me on Instagram?
Yes.
Good.
I
want you to stop watching me on Instagram. I want you to start this process, and I want you to do it for 5 to 7 hours a day. You ready?
Yes.
I want you to search a hashtag. I want you to go to the search up top. I want you to search grocery store, local butcher, plumber. When you search it, there'll be a hashtag. And then I want you to spend 25 minutes hitting every picture that has the hashtag plumber and see if it's the account of a plumbing company or a plumber who has a small business. I want you to then click the URL that is linked to that person's account and look at their website. If they have a good website, leave him alone. If their website is shit, I want you to go back into Instagram and hit the top right corner triple buttons on that person's profile and send them a message and say, yo, this is me. I'm the best at small business website design. Your website is not on point. I've got a thing that's $500 up front, $25 a month, and you will crush it, and you will return on that investment in one day, let alone 1 year, because your website will be stronger that you're linked to on Instagram and you'll convert better. And I want you to do that for 5 to 7 hours every single day, which means that you'll message between 70 and 250 people a day, and you will do a lot of business.
Man, you are, thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
You. I'm on it right now.
Good.
I'm writing it down, I'm on it right
good.
Now. Follow up in a few months and I'll let you know.
Done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the
oh, he was going to say it was the best. Do I have a call?
Nope.
All right, this is a little bit shorter episode of the Ask Gary Vee Show, but clearly we are, I don't know what you guys think. This was so much cleaner. Like, you could feel it, right?
Yeah.
You know what this looks like. Question of the day. What is your small business solution? This doesn't answer for everybody, but I want to get some small business talk. Are you a small business? Do you provide services for small business? Thinking about, what's your small business world, solution, thoughts, feelings, stories, history? How do you roll with small business? You keep asking questions, I'll keep answering them.